Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aerosmith brings us back. Thank you very much. You know, with me, thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Warlow. John is the author of Built to Sell, the founder of Value Builder System, helping businesses just like yours. If you're going to be selling your business one of these days, you need to know about John. You need to know about what he's up to, what he's got going on. That's what we're talking about. Five questions you need to consider. You need to talk about with yourself. Questions you should ask yourself. Information you need to know as you develop your selling strategy. We talked about knowing why you're selling in the last segment, asking yourself, you know, have I got as many reasons to leave as I have to stay? Then you've got the type of seller that you, we've talked about that on the show before, the seven types. We talked about that. So find out what your type is, which John can help you with, by the way, folks. I'll get you to give us that website in a minute, John, and match up those two, match up your type with why you're leaving. But you got it. The number is a big deal, isn't it? Because that's what, if you're going to be, you mentioned earlier about being people, sometimes people are depressed after they sell. Well, if they get the wrong number, they're depressed for sure, aren't they?
That's right. You know, there's two ways to look at your number, right? Like what your business is worth. The first is what it's worth to the marketplace. And, you know, we can help with Value Builder with that. You can get a valuation done. You can take it to market. But the other number, I think, is equally important, which is what's it worth to you as the founder? Mm-hmm. And they might be very different numbers. And I think that's a really important question to answer before you move forward. What's it worth to you?
Well, there's no question about it. And that might be, what's it worth to you, what you want to sell it for, and what somebody's willing to buy it from you for, could be three different numbers, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the way a lot of people look at what it's worth to them is they think about the retirement question, right? They say, okay, how much income do I want in retirement? And then back into what they need to sell their business for. That's one of the three ways you can figure out your number, but it doesn't always necessarily match up with what your business is worth. And so I think it's important to really figure out not only what it's worth, and again, there's some ways to do that, but also what it's worth to you.
It's important to know that there are different numbers, folks. And of course, there's a fourth number out there, John, and that is what you actually wind up selling the business for, because what you wind up selling it for won't be anywhere near, won't be any one of those first three numbers. It'll be something different, automatic, absolutely. Right. I mean, you can count on that. That's a law. That's like a natural law. But what do we need to do to get comfortable with a number?
Well, one thing you can do is just figure out what you need in retirement. So let's say you need 100 grand in retirement. I'm just pulling out a number out of the air.
Yeah.
Most financial advisors will tell you could pull out roughly 4% of your nest egg a year. You've heard that number before. So you can multiply $100,000 of income times 25, which is assuming a 4% withdrawal rate, and you get to $2.5 million. That's the number that you need to generate 100 grand in income.
Right.
And then you figure out how much wealth you have outside of your company. And then once you know, let's say you built $1 million of wealth outside your company, it means that after tax, all is said and done, you need to sell your company for at least $1.5 million.
Right.
Added to what you've got on the outside, and you've got your $2.5 million. That's mm-hmm. a way to figure out what your number is. It's, again, one of the three ways you can calculate that number.
Right. And it could be, you know, another thing, and this is something that's really important for small businesses. A big part, and this is something I encourage them to really focus on as they're building their businesses, and that is the real estate quotient, the real estate component of all this calculation. If they'll sign a long term lease for your real estate, you can be flexible on the price of the business.
Absolutely. And I should be clear, Jim, I'm not a financial advisor, and so I don't play one on TV, so you need to talk to your financial advisor. But you're absolutely right. The real estate component of a lot of small businesses will be a big factor. So if you're selling your company with real estate, a lot of people will divide out the real estate and then lease back the real estate or the space to the new owner.
That's right.
And create a little annuity.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's the cash flow that can ultimately become a sale down the road. But you mentioned financial advisors. Folks, every financial advisor that's great out there probably isn't going to be great at helping you sell your business. So be careful. Make sure if you get a financial advisor, it's somebody who specializes in business exits, not just to somebody who helps you buy stock. No disrespect to any of those guys. So, okay, the fourth step is, what role do you want to play in your company in the future? Are you going to be able to actually leave, or is the buyer going to want you to leave?
Yeah, look, most entrepreneurs, when they visualize the sale of their company, they envision getting a fat check and handing the keys to the new owner and kind of riding off into the sunset. And that is the dream of a lot of entrepreneurs, but it's not really reality. Most will have to stay on for some sort of transition period. And so asking yourself what you're comfortable with. Are you comfortable with a 3-month consulting agreement where you go in when they ask you to go in? That would be great. It's pretty rare. Are you comfortable with an earnout where you might have to stay on for 3 years or 5 years to achieve a certain set of goals? A lot of small businesses sell what's called a vendor take-back, where the old owner essentially lends some money to the new owner.
Helps finance the purchase. It can happen, folks. I will tell you, though, folks, in my experience, those workouts, those consulting deals, They're over quickly, sooner probably than most people think they will be. So it's not always a great long-term experience. Quick break, right back with John Warlow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.